And we're back. Thanks for sticking with me, guys. I appreciate you. Okay, so in the centrifuge area, they've got a very powerful foul air system, which basically anything that emanates from these centrifuges, any kind of foul air, hydrogen sulfide, methane gases, that kind of fun shit, is sucked out of the air by this massive filtration system. So anything like that, it's non-detectable, which is nice because I don't really want to smell what I'm working with. So, seeing as how I'm working with this, this is the good opportunity to have a cigar. So I'm going to have me a cigar. I thought I would invite you along with my preparation ritual for the cigar. Number one thing you need is a bottle of water, especially because of the humidity today. You gotta keep hydrated and everything. Number two thing you need is a cigar, and I happen to have one right here. It's a Maker's Mark cigar. These are very nice. They're made in the Dominican Republic. Set that here. You need a cutter. Got one right there. And you need fire. I have matches. These are wood matches. They're called wood matches because they're made out of wood. Okay, so I've already taken the cigar out of the package because these Maker's Mark cigars come in a glass tube. So I've already removed it from the glass tube. Number two, cut the head. Got my cutter here. You got to make sure that the cut is as straight as possible. There's different cuts you can give a cigar. That's a good one. Nice and straight. There's also bullet cuts that you can give it. Basically, what you do is you punch a smaller hole into the head of a cigar. It's a more concentrated draw, but it takes you longer to smoke the cigar. There's also cutters that you can buy that'll cut a wedge into your cigar. Now, the advantage there to cutting a wedge into your cigar is that you can chew it. There's a lot of guys who don't like to take the cigar out of their mouth, so they cut a wedge into it, and then they'll hold it between their teeth, and then when they want a puff of their cigar, they'll let up on the pressure, take their draw, and then pinch it off again with their teeth, and then blow out the smoke so that they can do whatever they can with their hands. I've never been able to do that. The smoke still manages to ooze out of the head of the cigar. Also, my voice is a little rough because while I was outside checking the outside pumps and tanks, I swallowed a bug. So that wasn't tasty at all. And the bug kind of gave me a little tickle in my throat before I finally gave up the ghost and died. All right, so the next part of the ritual is to toast the foot of the cigar. You light fire. Now I have fire. And then you basically, you don't want to touch the flame to the foot of the cigar. You just want to kind of, almost like roasting a marshmallow. Just get the foot of the cigar into the heat rather than the fire itself, so that it gets nice and warm. That's why they call it toasting. Get it? Okay, I'm gonna light another one. Ah, shit. That's the only thing about wooden matches. They break on occasion. There you go. And once again, we got fire. And see, the thing is, when you're roasting marshmallows, I used to do it with the Boy Scouts and the Cub Scouts. Not in that order. Nice and toasty. Sometimes I would like to stick my marshmallow in the fire and get it nice and blazed and let it sit for a second and then blow it out. And it's nice and melty on the outside, nice and black on the outside, nice and melted on the inside. That's an interesting way to do it, but sometimes the UFO do it the standard way, which is you hold it over the fire and twist it and turn it for a certain amount of time, and then it basically expands and gets nice and brown and delicious and melty. Then you put it on top of a chocolate bar, and then put that concoction between two graham crackers, and then you got your s'more. Oh, those are good. Okay, I'm gonna light another fire, and it's time to light this bad boy up. So, fire is lit. Then, when you're lighting a cigar, you turn it in your hand to get a nice even burn. So, it goes like this. Sometimes you need a couple of matches to light it, but I toasted it real well. Now it's completely lit. And that is a delicious cigar. Again, because of the ambient noise, I don't know if you can hear me puffing or if you heard me lighting the matches. I'll probably do a repeat of this, like when in a quieter environment, like my basement or something. But that's a nice cigar. And I'm going to enjoy this while I'm walking around again outside or while I'm out here in the centrifuge area. So, all right. So thanks for listening. I'm going to go ahead and enjoy this guy. Hope everybody is doing well. And Maker's Mark cigars, I recommend them highly. Okay, pick your favorite adjective. Have that kind of a day.